Hello, everyone. We are here again. Do I sound a little echoey? I'm out of the bedroom today. Hello, everyone. Klon Klon Mori. We are back with another Twitter space. Let's freaking go. Okay. Also, Kyler, welcome to membership. Thank you for joining membership. I'm not sure when that happened, but hello, welcome in. Hi. I am actually going to clean Mimi's litter box. I'm going to clean Mimi's litter box before I go lay down. Realized I need to do this. This is an important part. This is an important part of being a cat owner, right? I will be doing that while I talk to you for a little bit. Sounds fine. Well, I'm sure it's a little bit echoey, but that's all right. It's not too I don't think it's too crazy. Anyway, clean her box. Yes, I am being a good cat owner, like cleaning the litter box. I need to add some more sand in it too. I need to add a little bit more litter as well. The bed is not open wide enough. But yeah, how is everyone doing today? So you guys, my Amazon order is not here. And why that's a little bit worrying is because on the app, on like my Amazon app, it says it was delivered, but I saw the exact moment. I saw the exact moment that it went from like not delivered to delivered. Like I was on, like I got the notification. I was on my phone. I looked at it, and then I checked the mailbox, and there was no package, and I didn't get a ding dong either. So. And do I know where the package went? No, I do not. Which is a little bit concerning. Yeah, delivery is usually it's not too bad. But hi guys, hello, welcome in. I'm cleaning my catter my catter box. While I talk to you guys, I'm probably going to like once I'm done with this, I'm just going to go back into bed. But yeah, so I haven't really had many issues with delivery so far. And I really wish like if they were gonna mess up any delivery, like I hope it's not this one. Like there's still hope. There's still hope, I guess. Like I feel like I'm gonna get. I'm hoping that I get like a ding dong, so that I will know for real, like whether or not the package was delivered. Like, there's still time. It says it was going to be delivered from like I think it was like 3:45 to 7:45 p.m. So there's still hope technically, but it does say it was delivered. That's bad. Yeah, this is it's not great. It's definitely not the ideal situation, especially because it was an important delivery today. Like there was some stuff in that delivery that I actually needed like ASAP, including my XLR cable because I need it to stream. So if it doesn't end up coming, that's going to be really bad. But yeah. Anyway, are you gonna call someone? Maybe if it doesn't come by tonight, then I don't know. I'll have to either call someone or I don't know. I'm not sure what to do about this. I've never dealt with because Japan was really good. So like I've never dealt with the packages not being delivered like at all. That's like new to me. I'm gonna wash my hands. Check with the neighbors. Yeah, I will probably do that a little bit later. I'll probably just give it until And then we'll see. Yeah, it had. So the XLR cable is really the most important thing that happened. Without an XLR cable, I can't test my mic. And without being able to test my mic, yeah, stream. I think it is Mimi. Another reason I wanted the package to come today was because it had Mimi's brush in it. I bought a brush for Mimi because I read that by brushing your cat and taking care of like it, you know, it minimizes shedding. I mean, it makes sense. But it like minimizes shedding and if it minimizes shedding, my allergies will hopefully get better. So I was finally able to listen to your Twitter space last night. Thank you for giving me a good sleep. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you got a good sleep. But yeah, I know the brush. I had so many important things. So I let's see. I had the brush, I had the XLR cable, and what else? I had my USB hub, you guys. I've needed a USB hub for the past, like, two, three weeks, and, like, I have not gotten the USB hub. My USB hub, and then I talked about getting some anxiety rings yesterday. Those were also in that package. So, and I kind of wanted them because I'm going out this weekend, and I kind of wanted them for this weekend. I am a social butterfly. I do love people, but I do get like anxious in social situations. So, I think I'm gonna be doing some socializing this weekend. So. I really wanted to get this package. I hope that it comes today or that someone got it. If not, I'm not sure. I guess I'll have to like contact Amazon, but it's like there's no way anyone stole it because I've been home all day. It must have been like delivered to the wrong door, if anything. But yeah, you basically shot your free abdomen with the brush. Yes, exactly. So I hope it comes today. Have you had that? Have you had a package come like when it's like, have you had a package say it was going to come one day and then didn't come and it came the next day, but it said it was delivered? Because like they say it's delivered. That's what I'm a little bit worried about. Anyway. Time to retreat back into my bed. Mimi is asleep right now. She was very active this morning. I had a meeting this morning and she was like, she was jumping all over the place, but she's calmed down a little bit now. She's resting. She's sleeping. I've had a package show up months later. What? Oh my god. Many times, but our postal services suck. Oh, what? That happens? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've had packages show up late, like the same day, but I've never had it show up like I've never had it not show up and say it was delivered. You know what I mean? Yeah, happened to me a couple of times. Okay, you have the sniffles. Yeah, I think it's because it's cold and also because I have cat allergies, which is why I wanted the brush so I could get, so I could pre-shed Mimi. It's kind of my fault. I've been like putting my face in her like fur and stuff. It's my fault, but also she's like taken over the couch. So like I used to be able to nap on the couch because she would always just kind of like sleep at like my feet. But now she jumps all over the couch and I think that like her fur is sticking all over the couch and so like I can't lay on the couch anymore without getting like horrible sniffles. I also had one shipped to the wrong address and recipients brought it to me. Oh, that's really nice. Both with Amazon. Jeez, Amazon. God dang it, Amazon. I immediately called the expedition call center. Oh, okay. Good to know. They sometimes don't even ring the doorbell here. They just throw a letter in the mailbox, call it a day. They've been pretty good with packages so far. Like, I haven't had any issues, and I'm like, it really had to be today where it has stuff that I really need, like, urgently. Like, really, today? Cat, hugging a cat. Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is very hard. It is very hard to resist putting my face into Mimi's, like, face. I have allergies as well for my cats. Yeah, it's same boat, same boat. I do the same. Yeah, it's like the cat's too cute not to. I've had packages sent next door many times, but material goes or not, I hope it all goes well. I hope you enjoyed the weekend one way or another. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm the most bummed about, like, actually, no, I'm equally bummed about, like, all of the items. But then I can't be bummed yet because technically it's not even, like, the day isn't even over. Like, it does say it was shipped, but technically they have until, like, 7:45 is what they said on Amazon, on, like, the app. So, I don't know. Like, it was on eBay. I've never, have I used eBay? I think I used to use eBay. Like, I used to use eBay when I was, like, cosplaying and stuff, but, like, I don't cosplay anymore. So. Yeah, hopefully. Because I walked to the DJ supply store. Oh my god, if I lived closer to, like, the city, I guess I would. Guess we could go on a walk. We could go on a walk one of these days, because the places that I like the place that I live, I think is pretty just. It's pretty residential. Like, I think if I was, like, if I was living in what, like, I don't know, an inner city area, and I, like, got on the train, you could hear, like, you could hear the train noises, and it's like instant docks. But, like, where I live, it's kind of, it's pretty quiet, I think. I live in a fairly quiet neighborhood, but, like, the I guess I suppose I could walk to this place. Could I? I think it'd be like a 30-minute walk. Yeah, it's a 30-minute walk. We could go on a 30-minute walk to the sound store. That sounds interesting. 30-minute walk. I don't mind 30-minute walks, but, like, it's cold recently. It's cold and rainy recently, actually. Unfortunate. I know I've yawned like three times so far. I don't know why. I guess I didn't really get that much sleep last night, so I guess I'm just sleepy. But he made us take us on walks too, which was still a whoop 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 whoop. Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's like possible, but it's not. The weather sucks right now, you guys. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you could hear, like, train noises and stuff. We could go on a walk. Ooh, we could go on a walk to, like, a bakery or something. That'd be fun. Yeah, one of these days. One of these days, maybe. Are the bakeries, are the local bakeries still open? Is it raining right now? That's also a good question. Literally have to. Ooh, I know the French word for bakery. I think a lot of people do, actually. Is this the place? This place closes at 8. That's cool. Maybe one of these days when it's not, like, freezing outside. See. What's the temperature out right now? It's 52 and rainy. Great. Yeah, it's rainy. God, it's gonna be rainy all week, you guys. I can't believe it. I guess I'm used to it, but it's cold and moist. Yeah, it's so moist. It's so moist. So moist. Where is this place? Where is this? Oh, it's right here. Where is this? Why is it? Okay, wait. Search this area. Is this the closest bakery? I've never been here.
This place? No, that's like a 20-minute walk. There, no, I have one. I have one closer than that. This was a 10-minute walk. What? Never been here. Never been to this one. Maybe I'll have to go here someday. The rating's not great, but that's okay. That's okay. It's France. Moist. It's moist. Do we say moist? Wait, do I say moist weird? It's been raining here for like a month. Had a break yesterday and back to today. Oh my god. Why is it so rainy? Swear to God. 20-minute walk, my nearest bakery is like 1 minute away. Yeah, for some reason I don't have like bakeries, any bakeries really close by, despite like the sheer number of bakeries available. Yeah. I have a few within like a 20-minute. I have quite a few within like a 20-minute radius and like one within a 10-minute. So not ideal. I think there's definitely other like what was I saying? Oh yeah, most places like tend to have a local bakery, but I don't know, mine just like where I live, it's just there's not very much stuff. I do have like a doner kebab place that's like a 4 4-minute walk, 4 5-minute walk away though. Which is cool. They sell like their burgers are like packed. They got like double patties. It's like it's good. We West Ubers take our bread very seriously. Yeah, I had a layover in Germany once, and I bought bread there. It was good. It's not raining at my place on Eastern US, but it's still cold. It went from still summer to finally winter, despite. Yeah. Oh my God. It's gonna be winter. When's the first day of winter? I'm gonna look it up. When is the first day of winter? The first day of winter. Oh, just kidding. What is the first? December 21st or 22nd. Just kidding. It's not winter yet, technically, but it feels like it. It's so cold. So cold. I see you got to taste the doner. It's yeah, doner kebab's so good. Yeah, and it's very like affordable here. Like if you're going to like it's more affordable than like most fast food places, honestly, so it's just easier to get kebab sometimes. I do enjoy my Burger King though. Speaking of, that makes me want nuggies. I do have nuggies. Like they exist in this home, but I don't know. Maybe I should finish off my. I want to finish off my chips too. I don't know. December 22nd. December 22nd is. It seems like far away though. Yeah. Oh my God. Where's my delivery, you guys? Oh my God, it's Ikuhoshi Furry. Hi, Ikuhoshi Furry. Welcome into the space. I'm so eepy. I'm so eepy. I didn't think I was eepy, you guys. You can visit French Christmas Market. Yeah, I saw them like setting up for Christmas Market. Yeah, because I don't think I'll go back home for the holidays this year, just because. Oh no, I've been spotted. A wild Ikuhoshi Furry has been spotted. Hello. Hello. I'm literally just like rolling around in bed. I was watching Maid up until I started this space. I'm on episode like I think I'm like halfway or something, halfway through episode 5. It's kind of getting crazy. Ugh. Me getting into bed. You're gonna make your parents cry. Oh, why? Because I'm not going home this year. I already told them. Or well, I was like, should I? And then my mom was like, you don't have to. You just came home. And I was like, okay. I'm thinking of going back for like an event, an event next year instead. But I was so stressed. How? Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I remember you were talking about the one part. Where like I remember before I knew anything about the series, like the first thing you said was like the you're talking about the scene where she like invites her Tinder date over. That stressed me out so much. I was like Also, they were so awkward. It was too real, too real. Yeah. It is pretty crazy. I recommend. I'm enjoying it right now. What is my new anime? It is a mini series on Netflix. 10 episode mini series. Is Dutch Burger King better than American Burger King? You mean French Burger King? I don't. Maybe the nuggies were pretty good, I think. I mean, the burger, I will say the burger was a little bit dry. But it's, I think Burger King is probably better. I think most fast food places are better, like in other countries compared to the US. But I mean, the US is, I mean, it is fast food, you know, you get your food very fast and it's like a good fix. But I think other countries do tend to do it better. I almost wanted to skip the phone because I couldn't handle stress. It was, yeah, oh my God. I was like, like, please, please. But now I'm on the episode where they like where they're cleaning out like the burglar's house or whatever, and there's like it's like mystery or whatever. I was like, wait, what's happening? Like, I thought the show is going, I was like, this show is going somewhere. Japan's McDonald's is best McDonald's. Japan's McDonald's is very good. I will attest to that. I ate it a lot. As someone who ordered it like once every few weeks, yeah. BK here is ite. I mean, like, I suppose Japan's probably better. I like, yeah, Japan Burger King was good. But I don't know. I haven't had Burger King in the States in a while either. The US has White Castle though, and I constantly crave ciders. Oh, White Castle. We were just talking about White Castle, because we were watching it showed up in Saturday Night Fever. I personally have never had White Castle. I know it exists and I know that they sell like a lot of like frozen like the frozen sliders as well, but I've never had them, I don't think. I don't think. Not that I can remember at least. Part was kind of weird. Yeah, I stopped at the part where like they opened like the secret door and like she's about to like go in the secret door, and then I started this Twitter space. But yeah, no, it's good, it's good. Let me see, let's see, I think that's episode 5. Am I in episode 5? Yeah, episode 5. The film that traumatized, yeah. Me talking to my mom about Saturday Night Fever, she was like, it was good, right? It was pretty good, right? And I was like, it was kind of intense. And I was like, a kid like a kid like unalived himself and then kind of, I mean like pretty much, and then like there was like lots of sex, lots of there was fighting, I was like, it was kind of dark, like his family's super dysfunctional. Well, I was like, it's good, right? I was like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, it has all this stuff in it. She was like, oh, I don't know, I don't remember that. And I was like, okay. Okay. My mom only remembers the disco parts and the fact that she likes the Bee Gees, I guess. Yeah, Grease is the better movie. I like Grease better just because it's more like fun, you know. And I guess if you're gonna make a piece about racism and like all this like I don't know what dysfunctional families in this era in New York in the United States, like I mean, watch West Side Story. Watch West Side Story. There's more singing. There's more singing, and the dancing is better choreographed. I mean, it kind of sent the same message, honestly. West Side Story and Saturday Night Fever sent the same message. One just did it like with a lot less class. Yeah, that was a ride. It was a ride. Speaking of traumatizing movies, though, I really want to watch. I still really want to watch The Whale. I haven't watched that one yet, even despite it like winning stuff at the Academy Awards. I still have not watched it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, traumatizing movies. The racism and sexism in Saturday Night Fever felt like decoration rather than a message. Yeah, it definitely felt like I talked about this yesterday on the Twitter space, but it felt like someone took a Polaroid. Someone took like a picture of the 70s, I guess, and they were like, sex, brawls, and dysfunctional families, and racism, plus some racism, and a side of racism. No. West Side Story. West Side Story is better. I'm biased because I like musicals, but West Side Story is better. The new West Side Story, the remake, you guys, of West Side Story, really good. I enjoyed it a lot. The girl sings really well. They all sing really well, but like it's very like it's visually appealing. Good. I saw it in theaters actually. Did I talk about that? I watched the original West Side Story the night before, and then I went to go see the new West Side Story like the next day in theaters. It was really good. West Side Story, really good. Speaking of musicals, oh my god, you guys. So I was talking to my high school friends yesterday, and apparently like one of them is going to be in the UK pretty soon. Just for like a very long layover, like a two-day layover or something, and I was like, oh my god, like we haven't seen each other in like I don't know when was the last time we hung out. A long time ago. It was a long time ago because I didn't see my high school friends last year. I didn't see them last time I went back. I didn't see them last year. I don't even know if I saw them the year before. Maybe I don't think I did actually. Yeah, so it's been a few years since I've seen them, but one of them is going to be in the UK pretty soon, just for a little bit. So I was like, hello, let's go. And so we're gonna go and watch musicals together and stuff. So yeah, I'm going to visit the UK pretty soon. Actually bought tickets. I actually like speed bought tickets yesterday, so I could go and hang out. I might go see my cousin as well, maybe. Or maybe she can come to me, that'd be cool. See my cousin, maybe Pandora Rainey. Maybe if they're available. That'd be cool. I'm not going for too many days, but yeah. Oh my god. It all like kind of came together very, very suddenly. I'm really excited. I'm really excited though because like yeah, my friend was like, "Oh, let's go to the pubs." And I was like, "Yes." Like we've never because we were in high school, so I think I talked about this yesterday. I actually talked about this cuz we were talking about underage drinking yesterday. I remember we were like together, but we've never been like we've never gone like drinking together. We've never like gotten drunk together, but yeah. But I mean, it's cool. I'm glad that we're still like close and stuff. Close is relative. It's not like we hang out all the time, but I have those. So there's four, including me. So three, four. I have like five friends. I have five friends from high school that I still am like I keep in contact with, which is like good, I guess. I feel like not a lot of people Not a lot of people keep in contact with their friends from middle school and high school. However, I can't really say the same about university. I have like no friends. I made like no friends in college, or not any like lasting friends, I guess. Maybe like two. I think I have two, maybe. And we don't. One is, we're all in different places. One is still in Japan, and the other's somewhere. I think it's somewhere in the U.S. Yeah, I feel like UK pubs go hard. Yeah, pubs. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. Ooh, there's a. I was watching. Wait, was it Margot Robbie? Because I believe I was watching. Okay, yeah, because I was watching cast interviews after we watched Barbie, and Margot Robbie was talking about this one nightclub in the UK that she like really likes, and I was like curious, so I looked it up. I'm not one for clubbing. I don't dance, but I thought that was pretty interesting. Pubs, yeah. They have a lot of pubs here too, like English pubs where a lot of the workers speak English. So those are like really easy places for me to go like for drinks and stuff, because it's like I can order in English very easily and no one thinks I'm weird. Yeah. I was not too much of a rebel though. Coco, hello, welcome in. That's more than I have from that time. Yeah, it is very hard to like keep in contact with people from like school, because it's like, I don't know, like you just kind of you go different places and you do different things. So Irish pubs, yeah, there's still Irish pubs here, and like English pubs, I think that, yeah, I'm pretty sure they just call them English pubs, but yeah, I'm heading to the UK, which is really exciting. Very exciting. But I'm also starting school soon, so I'm gonna be like balancing the scales, balancing my life. it's gonna be a big adjustment for me, just like laying in bed like this for hours on end to actually starting to like work, not work, do school, like go places. What kind of drunk are you? Oh, you happy drunk, sad drunk, etc. I'm a talkative drunk. Yes, I'm a talkative drunk. Even though I'm talkative to begin with, and it just gets worse. So, I am a social drunk. I'm not the type, which is why I'm not the type to just get drunk like alone for no reason, because it's like, then I would have all this energy and, well, not even energy, but like I would have this like desire to talk, and I know where to like release that energy. So yeah, I am very much a social drunk. Are any of you guys sad drunks? I've had friends who are sad drunks. You can do it. Oh, thank you. I will try my best. I'm not really sure, like, I'm kind of not sure what to expect, but I'm excited, so. That's just gets powerful when you're drunk. Yeah, it's powerful. It is powerful because it can go for, like, a long time. Like, if I'm, like, drinking and, like, before I drink, if I'm tired, like, right now, I'm kind of like, maybe I'll just Twitter space for, like, an hour or something. And then I start drinking, like, yesterday, and then the Twitter space goes for, like, 4 hours. I start crying if I drink too much. I remember we were crying, weren't we? Wasn't there a day that we cried when we were drunk? Well, there have been multiple. I feel like there might have been multiple times. But wasn't there? Oh, no. My most, like, I have, like, two very memorable, like, crying, not crying, but, like, hashtag deep, like, drunk moments with Iku. And one of them was the park, drinking late at night at the park. And the other one is when I went to Whoop Whoop. No. what was it, the first time? I think it was, right? It was the first time that me and Menno went there, and Menno had like zonked out. Like she was just dead. She was like dead asleep, and we like sat in the hallway. We like, yeah, we just like sat in the kitchen floor, on the kitchen floor, like hashtag deep talking with like strong zero in hand. Like I still remember that. That was good. That was so like, thinking about like that could be like a, that could be like a scene. That's like a scene from a movie if you like, if you wanted to like phrase it more like pretty. Our friend that got sad drunk was always something to calm the dude down. Oh, I'm gonna laugh and then fall asleep kind of drunk. That's like a pretty, I think that's a pretty good kind of drunk that I don't drink. That's good. That's good. Time to drink again. I literally have the a bottle of like wine next to me. You're crying in a hallway. Yeah, I guess, did we cry? I don't remember if we cried that night, but I do remember we were sitting on the kitchen floor. Yeah, I also got mad at you. I remember that too. That was, when you think about it, like we've done a lot. I mean, like it makes sense. It makes sense because it's like we've been like at this. We've been at this for like 3 years almost. But at the same time, like think about like regular coworkers. Like I don't know. Like I'm not gonna, like I don't know. I'm not gonna go out. I'm not gonna sit on my coworker's like floor drunk all the time, or like sit or go like play on the playground, you know. I mostly get blackouts while drinking since I tend to go overboard sometimes, but friends say I'm a very quiet drunk. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never blacked out, never thrown up. I've been close to throwing up, but nothing comes out, like air. It's literally just air that comes out because I've said this before, but like I can't burp, so like I guess no one needs to teach me how to burp, I guess. Yeah, we got some horror story. Yeah. Super hard to find coworkers to do that with. Yeah, there's always like, oh my god, I was reading what I have to do for my residency next year, and like there were like, I think there was like an outline from like past classes, so it was like it to give an idea of like what's gonna happen or whatever. And there was like this whole section. Apparently, like there's a whole discussion about like professional relationships, like what makes a professional relationship and what makes like a, I don't know, something like that. It's like professionalism, I think. Probably just because like in like counseling or whatever, it's hard to, it's harder because we have to get involved with like personal lives, this and that and the other. So I think it's like a whole thing about professionalism and like this and that and the other. But I was like, dang. I was like, do I really know what a professional relationship looks like? Because like I feel like I never really worked like a serious like 9 to 5. Like I guess you don't have to work a 9 to 5, but like I didn't, I don't know, like in Japan, for example, like it's really clear, like professional relationships and like friends and like family or whatever, like everything is very clearly divided. Whereas like, you know, we don't have like polite speech or whatever, in English, so it's harder to like draw those lines and stuff. I don't know. Does it make you lightheaded or dizzy? Yeah, dizzy, I guess, if I drink too much, I have both blacked out and threw up in one night. Oh goodness. Yeah, I've had friends who have like one night where they like went crazy. I had a friend that like went so crazy one night, and then after that he was just like, yeah, no more. And like he hasn't drank much since. I go out with coworkers a lot anyways. Really? That's like, that's cool. That's like good. It's basically you can gotta see Ash and was oyasumi. Oyasumi. Irasshai. Amin donyu. It becomes like an amusement park ride. I wouldn't say I have that many like thrills getting drunk, but it is definitely like a social, what do they call it? A social lubricant or whatever. That's me. I definitely am more sociable. I'm a little bit less. I think I'm like fairly social to begin with, but it takes off the edge a little bit and makes it easier to talk to people when you're drunk. Yeah. The dizziness. So I guess so. I guess I don't really get that dizzy on roller coasters though. Oh, what the? Oh, my package. My package, you guys. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hey, okay. Whew. Wow, he said something to me, and I just said, Messi. Like, I'm pretty sure he said that, like, he got my package for me. Like, I'm pretty sure it was delivered to the wrong address. I think that's what he said, but I was like, he just said bonjour, and I was like, bonjour, and then he was like, French, 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 and I was like, Messi. He left. it's the extent of my French.
Okay, thank you. Time to open up my stuff and try out my XLR cable. Let's freaking go. Let's keep you to that. Keep you to that. I have this wine sitting here. Ugh. Wow. Ooh. All my worries for today are gone. Okay. Ooh, my USB hub. I love opening Amazon packages. It's so like. Oh my god, my rings. Nice.
How to get back to friends lessons. For real, for real. My friend was like, "What's your Duolingo yesterday?" And I was like, oh god. Not another person to stalk my progress, my non-progress on Duolingo.
I had no idea what that guy was saying. That's okay. That's usually that is how it would be. Okay, here's my XLR. Oh my god. Is it? Whoa. It might be really short. Oh my god, it's really short. Okay. Let me try to switch out my XLR first, and then I'll try my brush on Mimi.
Is your new USB hub so cute? No, it's ugly.
It just looks like a stick. Okay, let me try to plug in my new cable. Let's see if this fixes anything. If it does, then I can start streaming for tomorrow. Okay, if this doesn't work, then we will be in for another round of trouble. I will not have a... Oh my god, this XLR cable is tiny! It's so short! I didn't think it was this short. Uh-oh, is it gonna get... Oh my god, why is it... It's so short! Okay, hold on. My interface is going to fall off the table. If I don't put my mic right here. I guess it's time to buy the rest of my mic arm. Okay. Ow, I hit my wrist somehow. I did something to it yesterday. Okay, let's see if this does anything. Where are my glasses? Where
are my glasses? I'm blind. Ugh. You ripped the package open. I did. I was so excited. Okay. It's short. It's tiny. I didn't expect it. I did not expect it to be this. Whoa, what is... Hello? Oh, yes. Okay. Oh my god, it's so short. How am I supposed to deal with this? Okay. Mental size and learn metric. Yeah, I guess so. I did not expect it to be this short. I mean, I guess it's not. It's not. I'm trying to think how I should set this up. Oh my god. I don't think that. Oh my god, wait. Wait, I think it might work. Now it's just that my XLR is really short. I don't... Okay. This is good. I'm pretty sure it was the cable that was faulty. Because there's no more noise coming through my OBS that's not my voice. So I think we're good. I think... Okay, so this is fine, but I think I might still want to return this. I might still want to return this XLR cable because it's short. It's super short. Wow, okay, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Yeah, I didn't think, because I thought I had the shortest, size of XLR cable, like, possible, but apparently I was wrong. Apparently there's always shorter. Yeah, I might need to get one that's a little longer, which is fine. Yeah, it's like 0.3 meters, apparently, and it's not very long. I thought that the one I had right now was 0.3 meters. I was clearly wrong, because the one I have now is a lot longer. You finally get to have to send it back. I will buy another one. I'm going to buy another one and then send this one back. Yeah. And what I'm going to wait till it... I'm going to wait until it arrives. I mean, it's not... It's not the worst, actually. I might be able to deal with it, maybe. But it's a foot long. It's a ruler size. I thought the one I had was short, because it is, and like I don't need that long of an XLR cable. But okay, now I know. Now I know it was. Thank Jesus. Now I know. Now I know it was the cable. Yeah, I don't have to buy a new microphone or a new interface. Yay, let's go. Let's go. Let's go, let's go. Hopefully one day you do a stream where you have your VTuber model hanging from the ceiling like a bat. That is not something I've ever thought about. Wow, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Now I can make my schedule. I can make my schedule. I'm gonna stream. I might stream in the afternoon time for me. So it might be JP only on Friday. I forgot to use my gacha tickets in Project Sekai. No freaking way. No. The feeling of wasted gacha tickets, that's really upsetting. We're still back. Yes, okay, let's stream. Let's stream tomorrow. Yes, let's stream tomorrow. I'm gonna stream tomorrow.
Stream Thursday, stream Friday morning, and then I'm gonna be out over the weekend, so I guess we'll only have like three streams this week, but we'll be back to normal next week. Ooh, yeah, let's go. 2 or 3 p.m. I think that it'll be sometime around there, probably like like 2 to 3 is probably going to be. Maybe we'll have a I'll be eating lunch. For some of you guys, it'll be like middle of the night though, I think. Right? 2 p.m. What's two, right? Wait. Yeah, it's like middle of the night. But okay, great. Great. I'm pretty sure with this, my problems have been solved for now. I also don't have any. Oh, what was that? I heard something knocking. Okay, now my USB hub. ESC is 6 hours behind you. 6 hours. 6 hours behind. 6 hours behind. Who's knocking outside? 6 hours behind. So if it's like 2 p.m., yeah, it's like very early morning. Two. Like 8? 8 a.m.? 8 a.m. for EST, and then like 5 for PT. That's crazy. Okay, cool. We got a tiny XLR cable. Might have to return that actually, but it's not a big deal. Let's open my USB hub. Unboxing Twitter space. USB hub. Five AM PT is kind of crazy, but that's okay, I guess. When you win some, you lose some, I suppose. Yeah, I think I might go out at night on Friday, so I need to. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna take this USB out and put this USB in. Nice. Okay, I think it might be working. No, get rid of my Pooh Bear. Unfortunately, goodbye, Pooh Bear. It's nice knowing you. Oh, what did I just drop? No, I dropped something. My passport. Clumsy. I'm so dang clumsy with that. Okay, this is great. Now I can plug this in here. Let's see if it works. That. Put my keyboard in. And then plug. I guess I'll plug my mouse in here too. Okay, let's see. Will Oh, the USB hub works. The USB hub works. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Think we are good. Let's go. Oh my God. I have a USB hub. Oh my God. I have so many things. This is such a pog Twitter space, you guys. Okay. Plug in my. I didn't know it was connected. I didn't know it was connected. I'm sorry, my phone. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was connected. Okay, there we go. I need to set up my desk a little differently, though, now that my XLR cable is so short. I need to move my mouse pad a little bit. I guess I should turn my... If I turn this around, if I turn my audio interface around, then it should, in theory... Okay, that made it a little bit better. But that's a temporary solution. I don't really... I'd rather not... I'd rather my XLR cable not look like that, but that's okay. Okay.
Wow, the win. Xin Jing Hao, thank you for being a member for 18 months and 2 years. This is the first time I haven't missed a Twitter space. Let's go. Okay, great. Everything is working. Everything is working.
I might have to return the XLR, but that's not a big deal. Because like now I know that it was the XLR that was the problem. Let me look into buying a different one. We'll buy the same. Should I buy the same brand? It's not expensive though. I could probably just buy a different one. XLR cable. I have to cut. You guys, you cut your cat's nails, right? I have a friend who said, like, a robot. Okay, I'm gonna. The 60-minute robot. Oh, okay, I don't know why this happens every time. I will restart. Okay, I will restart the Twitter space. Restarting. I'll be right back. Start again.